you.
CQ, this is KJOY looking for check-in for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
KO4FE.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. KO4FE, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing all right. Seems like the band's kind of funny, but I'm copying you. Noise isn't that high, but the propagation's a little weird.
Yeah, I was down the band about 80 kc's, and it was really good at 9 o'clock, and at about 9:35, it kind of petered out. But I'm hearing you good here in Ohio, over.
Yeah, Roger, you're about 10 over here. Copyable, but still has kind of a weird rapid fading on the signal. I don't know. Hopefully it'll hold up. If it doesn't get any worse, we'll be okay.
Roger, Roger, on the no worse. So thank you. I've got you down as number one. Let me see if I can find some of our regulars. CQ, CQ. This is KAHJOY for the Real Liberty Net.
KAHJOY, KG4Z, X, and a C.
KG4Z, X, and a C. That would be the gentleman from that strange Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Well, hello, Mr. Bob. How's my signal coming in right now? Because I had to retie off of antenna wire premature. Somewhere along today, it came loose.
Well, are you on your amplifier? Because you're only showing me about maybe 10 or 12 over 9.
Well, I haven't activated the launch sequence yet, but I'll work on it.
Well, then you'll definitely come up. But good audio. I just know that you're down there just above the static.
Okay, Roger, Roger. Well, I'm here, sir.
All righty. Fire up the launch mechanism so you're above the liberal or the static. The word is synonymous.
Ah, that's right. Hey, good evening, Bill.
Yeah, how's it going, Jesse? Your signal's real good down this way. It's kind of weird. The band's not long. I'm hearing you just fine.
Okay, yeah, it could be the condition. So, well, let's see what happens. Hey, back to Bob. KJLY, KG4ZXC.
All right, let me see if I can pick up some more participants. CQ, 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 this is KAHJOY for the Saturday Night Real Liberty Net. Another station, but I didn't get it written down.
Wow, you're really light. Do it slowly. I know it's Whiskey Bravo 9.
Whiskey Bravo 9, radio, Whiskey Bravo 9, radio, Whiskey Bravo 9, over.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo, Whiskey Yankee.
Gotcha.
All righty, thank you. I have got you. Let me put you in the logger.
got those in there. So let me see if I have anybody else before I kick off the introduction. K-A-H-J-O-Y, looking for check-ins for the Real Liberty Net. KD0RSA, I think that's the strongest I've heard you since we've been listening to your amplifier. You're making a great trip to Ohio. How are you tonight?
Thank you. I got one question. You know, just the old ears over.
All righty, I've got you on the log, and we'll get to you, and we'll get that question.
Roger, roger. Back to log.
Let me do the opening. This is KHLY. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the Real, the Great, the Liberty Net. With that being said, I am going to read the third verse of the National Anthem. It's always been kind of a favorite of mine. Thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. We definitely are at some type of a war. So far we're not shooting or bombing, but we are at war. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heavens rescue land, praise the land that hath made and preserved us a nation. Oh dear Jesus, please preserve this nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner and triumph shall wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Let me do my opening. It's been a busy week, as everybody knows. I do like that our president-elect has wrote a bunch of executive orders. The two that really kind of stuck to me, and I'll let other people comment, one is that he's going back to an old agreement, well, the Paris Agreement. He's re-entering into that, which will be at our expense. The medical agreement, where stuff like insulin, the prices were pushed down to make it more affordable. He's backed out of that one. And I like the agreement, the executive order, that says that the low income or non-reporting tax people, so low income or no IRS tax reporting individuals, will have access to stimulus checks. Now, I'm telling you, that relates to an illegal. I mean, if you're not reporting any income in America, you're most likely here illegally. But, oh, God, we want to give those people our money. They want to give them our money when they're here illegally. I want to go to Mexico and say, hey, I want my teeth done, and I want a check from Mexico. That ain't going to happen. Not at all. Let me see if I have any new check-ins before I start the list. This is K-A-H-A-O-Y for the Real Liberty Net. Nothing heard. Mr. Bill, I'm going to let you be the opening act. K-O-4-F-E, K-A-H-A-O-Y.
Okay, K-A-H-A-O-Y, Liberty Net from K-O-4-F-E. Okay, Bob. Well, you know, this whole thing in down in D.C. and the Capitol's been very interesting. You know, we had, as we all know, we've talked about it endlessly over the past 8-9 months. We've had riots all over the country, people, businesses burnt down, people murdered, cars damaged, police attacked, federal buildings attacked with bombs, Molotov cocktails, graffiti everywhere. This stuff was going on, and the people were that weren't arrested were either the DAs, the Democrat DAs refused to prosecute, or they had celebrity-funded lawyers and bail money. I mean, it was really ridiculous, and it just, you know, the ruling class was fine with just letting it go on, I guess, as long as average Americans' houses were being attacked and businesses burned and people were being shot in the, and attacked in the streets. All that was just, you know, no big deal, but let some people disturb the ruling classes' activities like what happened at the Capitol. And my God, here's a headline, 7,000 National Guard will stay in Washington, D.C. until March due to the so-called threat of right-wing extremism. Jill Biden thanks National Guard on Capitol Hill as 15,000 prepare to leave. More than 15,000 National Guardsmen have been occupying Washington, D.C., are now being sent home, but 7,000 will remain on duty until March because of a supposed threat of right-wing extremism, as it's revealed that troops were ordered out of the Capitol overnight by a single officer who didn't have the authority. You know, that 15,000 troops, that's more than what they had in Washington, D.C. to guard the Capitol during the Civil War. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then they had the story came out that the troops had to be background checks to make sure there were no Trump supporters among them, or I don't know what they were worried about. AOC even said that she was didn't go to the inauguration because she thought she was going to be shot by her fellow congressman. I mean, talk about a hyperventilated overreaction. But anyway, it says, oh, wait a minute. There were, I had the number wrong. I said 15,000. The actual number, the total number was 26,000. They came into D.C. last week in response to escalating security threats and fears of more rioting, which didn't even occur. It was a big hoax. After Biden's inauguration went off with only a handful of minor arrests and incidents on Wednesday, 15,000 of these guardsmen are now being sent home. Roughly 7,000 are still expected to stay until at least March after local law enforcement asked for continued assistance, a National Guard officer told Military.com. Homeland Security Director Chris Rodriguez said on Thursday that, quote, the threat of right-wing extremism is here, close quote, and it will be a persistent threat for D.C. for some time. I don't think so. National Guard Bureau Chief General Daniel Hokanson said that the reduction in, of troops would be conditional or condition-based going forward. Roadblocks and some of the steel anti-climb fences. Wait a minute, I thought fences and walls didn't work. Well, for the ruling class, they work. Are being removed from the green zone perimeter in central D.C. Road restrictions and closures have also been lifted. Authorities are now urging businesses to remove boards erected prior to the inauguration. Oh, God. What an overreaction. And here you got the leftists. Now listen to this. Leftists call for new secret police force to spy on Trump supporters. Perhaps channeling the spirit, this is off the Zero Hedge, perhaps channeling the spirit of the Soviet NKVD, leftists are now calling for a new secret police unit to be created at the federal level to spy on Trump supporters. In an article published by the Daily Beast, Jeff Stein argues that existing federal agencies like the FBI are ill-equipped to stop so-called white terror because they missed signs of the pre-planning of the Capitol building siege. The solution is to create a new secret police. Yes, he literally uses those words in order to infiltrate and neutralize armed domestic extremists, which according to the media's latest narrative potentially includes 70 million Trump voters. Stein even compares the Capitol breach to 9/11, an attack that killed nearly 3,000 people, and argues that a similar response to that should be directed inwardly against American citizens by a new domestic spy agency. One response to the 9/11 tragedy may well get renewed attention after the Capitol assault, especially if armed white nationalists are successful in carrying out more attacks in coming days and weeks. The call for a secret police, he writes. Says other countries have domestic spy agencies to fight extremists at home. Does America need one too? The existence of a secret police force that subverts constitutional norms to repress the population is, of course, a hallmark of all dictatorial regimes, but that doesn't appear to bother the self-proclaimed progressives. Hundreds of Black Lives Matter Antifa riots, some of which entailed firing mortars at, firebombing, or burning down police stations, did not qualify as domestic terrorism, but the Capitol riot was terrorism due to the usual double standard, points out Dave Blunt. He also hits the nail on the head about the real reason why the creation of a new secret police unit would be necessary. Neither the FBI nor the NSA has the culture of brutal hostility towards their own country's population needed to efficiently repress dissidents in the unfolding police state. Yeah, that's right. Because in the Soviet Union, what they would do is say, if they needed secret police in one agency, they'd bring ethnic groups from another part of the Soviet Union that didn't like the group that they had the police, so that they knew they'd have no sympathy for them. Maybe that's what they're talking about. It says, as we highlighted yesterday, in addition to a new secret police, some are calling for the creation of a Stasi-like citizen spy network that would recruit Biden supporters to spy on Trump supporters and grass them up to the authorities. Presumably, this is all part of the national healing and unity that Joe Biden has called for. So anyway, we'll see where that goes. But the leftists, yeah, they want a new secret police agency to spy and harass Trump supporters. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Mike Delta.
Mr. Delta, Mike Delta.
Yeah, good evening, Bob. Throw me on the list, if you please. I'm a little late.
Better late than never. All righty. Thank you, Richie. Well, Mr. Bill, I got to add to yours. So from the state of Ohio, some of our troops were sent home when they were questioned about their alliance to Biden. I would think you would question guardsmen about their alliance to America. Again, I have an inside person that works for DCPD. Texas Guard were treated poorly, along with Kentucky and Tennessee guardsmen. And I'm telling you, these Democrats are some really poor winners. There's no unity. They want to spy on Trumpers. They won't stop whining. They won't stop bitching about Donald Trump. He's not there. You won. Move on. Take care of America. And we really need to write our senators about, senators and House of Representatives about House Bill 5117. House Bill 5117. It is to increase the taxes on ammo by 50% and weapons by 30%. So this is not even the first week. This is how good old Joseph is going to start the day. It is really a sad thing. Sad, 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 sad. With that being said, Mr. Jesse, KG4, ZX and a D, KAH, J-O and a Y.
Okay, well, good evening, Bob. Hey, good to hear you too, Rich. Been a while. I've been preoccupied doing things myself, and it's hard to get in here all the time, but good to hear you, Rich.
Jesse, it's good to hear you, man. I haven't heard you since you made the trip down to Washington. I've been waiting to congratulate you and really to thank you for doing that, Jesse. You're a real soldier, man. I really appreciate what you did.
Hey, well, I can't take all the credit. There's a lot of different parts of that to wield that made it all possible. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Well, I'd just like to go ahead and say this, Bob. After reading some of these headlines and stuff, I have figured out one thing. I don't need to listen to any of this news because, you know, we don't have a president no more. We don't have a legal system anymore. I'm still trying to figure out why I'm paying taxes because we don't have representation. And I'm tired of everybody saying this guy won. I know it was a figure of speech, Bob, but just to remind everybody, he didn't win, and he wasn't elected. He was installed, and I'm gonna pretty much leave it at that because everybody knows this has been the fraudulent activity to the utmost. Everybody sees it, and it doesn't matter how much these people are going to sit back and whine and gripe and moan about, oh, how they didn't get their way. Well, guess what? They're going to come for us. I mean, they're blatantly saying it. So, Nazism is here. Communism has taken over. And it's a matter of time before our voices are stifled completely. But we all need to stay vigilant, and also we need to remind each other that this is our country, and that's what we got to do. We got to continue to protect it the best we can. Let's see, there was something else I was going to bring up, but I just totally got sidetracked on the last comment because I get so worked up with this. Everybody out here knows the deal. But, Bob, we got complacent. That's what I was going to bring up. We got complacent because all these dang hippies from the 50s and 60s are now running this country. And this is what we get for allowing them to get in office in positions of power. And it starts at the local level, guys. So Bob's right. Call your politicians, call your people, and start making waves. Demand action. And that's what we have to do. And start your own local petition. We're going to do the same. I'm going to try to get one started, a real paper petition, not no internet petition. We're going to get a real petition together, and we're going to try to elect Tom Wolf out of office. And with that, I'll pass it back to you, Bob, and Rich, and Bill, and whoever else is in there. This is KG4ZXC and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Back to you, Bob.
All righty, yes. It's kind of amazing. It is taxation without representation because people like AOC, we need to be deprogrammed. I heard a black House of Representatives say the problem with America is the white man. Oh, that's unity. That is true unity. Now, I would call that man a racist, personally. And then I got to throw out one other. This is a group of people, the libtards, that don't know which bathroom to use. They don't know whether they have a ho-ho or a hoo-ha. So they're not sure what potty to go to, because Mr. Trump basically had said, if you're a male, you go to the men's room. If you're a female, you go to the girls' room. But now, Sleepy Sloppy Joe, he brought it back into existence. Whatever you feel like today, that's the locker room that you can go use. Wow, that's sad. Thank you, Jesse KG4ZXNSD. I'm going to stop at number 3 and say hi to Miss Laura and Mr. Marty, N2JTTF, and N2IRJ, and N1Kitty. So, good evening to them. That takes me to Mr. Larry. Mr. Larry in Tennessee. So N4ROQ, KHLY, good evening, and you can open the door.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Hey, what really grips me is this impeachment deal. They're still wanting the Democrats and Socialists and want to still go ahead and try to keep him from running again, impeach him, and then set some kind of a deal where he can't run again as a president, or can't hold on to any time. So it's in the USA Today, and I've been kind of listening to this, and that's really getting along, isn't it? Here is a president that's out of office, and they're still trying to dig into him and to do whatever they can to keep him from running again. Here it starts off, it says, opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial for Donald Trump on the charge of incitement of insurrection for the Capitol riot began the week of February the 8th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the schedule Friday evening after reaching an agreement with Republicans who had pushed to delay the trial to give Trump a chance to organize his legal team and prepare a defense. Here's the president's got to defend himself here in the Senate against these idiots. Trump will be the first former president to face an impeachment trial after leaving office. Under the timeline, the House will transmit the impeachment article against Trump late Monday with initial proceedings Tuesday, but opening arguments will be pushed to February, which will also allow the Senate time to confirm President Joe Biden's cabinet nominations and consider the COVID relief bill. We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation behind us. Schumer said after the deadly Capitol siege, which occurred January the 6th, but healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability, and that is where the trial will provide. The House impeached Trump for incitement of insurrection on January the 13th. Schumer has been discussing how long the trial will last and when it will begin in earnest with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. But make no mistake, a trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote whether to convict the president, Schumer said. The timing on when the House would transmit the article have been left in the air as the Senate changed from the Republican quickly to confirm several of Biden's cabinet nominees. McConnell, the Republican leader from Kentucky, has been pushing for the House to send the document next Thursday and not starting the trial proceedings in earnest until mid-February. He argued the delay would allow Trump time to install a legal team. This impeachment began with unprecedented fast and minimal process in the House. McConnell said on the floor earlier Friday the sequel process that denies former President Trump his due process or damages the Senate or presidency itself. But the House transmission of the impeachment article on Monday will start the process of the impeachment trial on Tuesday, several days earlier than McConnell's proposed timeline. Pelosi confirmed the House would send the article Monday, affirming the work of the 9 House Democrats serving as impeachment managers. Democrats would need the support of at least 17 Republicans to convict Trump. While most Republican senators condemned Trump's actions that day, far fewer appear to be ready to convict. This is from the USA Today. Put it to our former President Trump, they're really, really bad there. So we'll just have to hope that we've got enough Senate Republicans that are not going to turn turncoat on us. So we'll stop it right there. Thank you very much. You're sounding good down here, Bob, and the guys. So the band may be clearing up a little, I hope. So back to you guys. KA8JOY and the Great Liberty Net. This is Larry in Tennessee, N4ROQ. Back to Net.
Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, KHOY. You made a comment. The deadly siege. Oh, the deadly siege. Why don't they talk about all the burning and destruction and death that happened during the summer months? Well, in the deadly siege, and I think we've said it before, one Capitol Police officer died because he was hit in the head with a 5-pound fire extinguisher. And one female veteran who was unarmed was shot in the neck by the Capitol Police. So there's two. And three protesters had heart attacks and died. So the deadly siege had one officer killed, and they killed a bystander, and three have nothing to do with the siege or the insurrection. What do they call the rioting through the summer? Oh, that's right. It's just like Pearl Harbor. A mostly peaceful demonstration is what the Democrats call Pearl Harbor. Oh, please, God help us. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee, Mr. James, KAHJOY, please come in.
Is that true or false? Over.
I don't know, but I will repeat your question, and as the members of tonight's net answer, maybe they can answer that for you. So Mo's question is that he heard there was a blonde from Florida, an elected official that has started proceedings for Biden's impeachment. I've not heard that, but we will put that out to see if anybody has heard it. So thank you, Mr. Bo. I will be back to you. I appreciate your comments. Stay tuned. KD0RSA, KJLY. How about to Mr. James? Kilo November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra. Mr. James, the floor is yours. Here, Mr. James in Tennessee.
No copy here.
Nothing here.
All righty, I will pass and come back. Mr. James, I do not hear you. KN4DES, KHLY. That puts me to Mr. Ritchie. KB2DFD, KAHJOY. Good to hear you tonight, sir.
Yeah, good to hear you too, Bob, and hi, fellas. KHAOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD. Well, there's a lot of saber rattling in there. And, I, you know, a lot of that might be, to try to, provoke, some of the more suggestible people on our side to violence. It's something to keep an eye on, and I just started my transceiver when you were in mid-QSO, Bill, so I always appreciate what you bring, good news items, certainly, we have to watch the media, both the enemy transmission and, what's left on our side. And keep our finger on the pulse of this thing. But I wouldn't be too overly excited yet about some of the wild claims that are, I don't know the word for them. Coming out of a nap, guys, so bear with me. Some of the wildness that we're hearing as far as what the administration is going to do. First of all, a lot of what they'd like to do is logistically impossible. Gun roundups, for instance. You'd have to get members of their club to do it. Now, if you live in Jersey, you're sunk because the state police there, the local police there, they can't wait to kick in your door and take your gun anyway. They've just been waiting for an excuse. So you're SOL if you live in a really, really messed up socialist state like that. I don't know what to tell you. Here, for instance, they'd have a tough time where we're at out here in the sticks. The state police service this, and I know most of those guys down there at the Dublin barracks, and they're just not going to be down with the idea. Even if they were, and somebody held their feet to the fire, they don't have enough guys. You really have to use your head on a lot of this stuff. A lot of it will be by threat. Before I go any further, the intelligence officer handed me this earlier. And Bob, this is just one more reason, or one more illustration, I should say, of how badly the Biden administration absolutely hates peace officers. So I don't know why these guys would do their bidding for them, because, to anybody in involved in statute law enforcement, you're not loved by the new administration. That should have been clear when all the rioting was going on, when defund the police was the hue and cry. But Heidi gave me this. I don't know if it's been covered already. There's 138 immigration and custom enforcement facilities across the USA, Bob. And there are 14,195 detainees. 71.45% or 72% of these detainees are either convicted criminals or they have criminal charges pending. Biden just released them all. by executive order, he just released them all. So when MS-13 is coming through Granny's door, I don't know how long it takes him to process these guys out. But you know MS-13, Bob. They're the guys that, like, will, torture a, 3-year-old kid to death with acid and, cut off 92-year-old Granny's head just for fun, or for some bizarre initiation or ritual. So, he's unleashed those on us. So, when the same administration says, okay, now we're going to need your guns, something's wrong. This is like, when they throw a blanket over your head and four guys hold it down, you kind of know what's coming next, don't do it. To the extent possible, or really to the extent of your comfort, I should say, resistance is going to be key here. If there's a new tax, to the extent that you can get away with it, don't pay it. Don't be surprised if AOC demands that, it's not going to take much shoving for these crackpots to get a law through. One will dream it up, the rest will co-sponsor it, and the administration will sign off on it. So you'll see legislation like, your F-250 leaves too big a carbon footprint. Either get rid of it and get yourself a battery-operated smart car, or pay this, like, gazillion-dollar-a-year tax for owning an F-150. You'll be seeing stuff like this. And, so it's back to the runny eggs law in New Jersey. If everybody just says no and doesn't sell their F-250 and doesn't pay the tax, where does that leave them? What do they do? Recall the military worldwide to go, door to door and round up everybody's F-250. This is what I meant earlier by saying, they bit off a lot. They're going to be coming and going and meeting themselves on the way, trying to implement a lot of this stuff. And, resistance is going to be fairly easy, until it's not. So take the easy road and just, resist whenever you can. Calling, my elected representatives down in Congress and, writing letters, that's probably going to slack off from this station, Bob, simply because, it fell on deaf ears before. I'd write to my rhino congressman, who was supporting some ridiculous new gun law, and I'd get a form letter back, and it always had the big but, it always had the big however. I've always been a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, however, and then he would go on to tell you how, in the name of bipartisanship, meaning I want to get elected again, he was going to go ahead and vote for this thing. So that was already a waste of time, but I still did it. Now, not so sure. Politics is very definitely going to be most effectively conducted at the local level. The people that are going to directly impact your life and be called upon to implement some of this ridiculous crap that's going to issue forth from the White House, from the White House, once he signs it, it's law, right? You get where I'm going with that. This probably doesn't affect many people, it affected me. The FCC announced they're going paperless. If you don't have your email address on file with the FCC, in connection with your amateur ticket, you could lose your amateur ticket. And you wouldn't believe what a nightmare it is. If you're not already electronically involved with these people at the FCC to try to get an email onto your, added onto your amateur ticket, so that's where I've been. Now I got to call the, because also, I'm the trustee for the club called WGGBJZ, so that I have to do via documentation. I'm just going to call the league tomorrow because I've had it. I got some time to visit the internet today, and it was just impossible to navigate any of this crap. So 6 months to go on that, and then your license is in jeopardy. So if you haven't done so already, get your email over to FCC and link to your amateur account somehow. I'll leave you to your own end how to do that. So I guess that's pretty much it. Larry, good point about they're doing everything they can to keep Trump from running again. But, how's he going to run again? They stole a landslide election, a landslide victory. They stole it. And everybody else just puts on their mask and pays their taxes and does what they're told. So in such an environment, I don't see how it's possible for Trump to run again. Unless they really step on their you-know-what, running around like crazy, trying to, enact some really, really messed up legislation. But like, Biden, opening the floodgates to every illegal on Earth and releasing the violent ones that we already have, 14,195. You're going to be getting a lot of overtime, Bob. KHJOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
Oh, how wonderful. All the illegals that are in this country. Why? If Mike and Kama Hilaras, if they would give up their security detail, I'd like to see that. But they're like a fortress. They're not going to give that up. It's, oh my God, Richie, it's terrible. But I am going to write at House Bill 5117 about all the taxation of weapons and ammunition. And the thing to do, I have friends that are trying to get ammo now, and it's like, you fool, you need to be prepared. Now is not the time to be trying to buy this stuff. Last year was the time to be getting ready. Don't try to buy water when you're thirsty. Have it ready before you're thirsty. All righty, Mr. Ritchie, thank you. KB2DMD, KHOI. Let me jump down to a gentleman that's on the net blogger, November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. Douglas, are you able to transmit? Over. Much of a copy on you there, Douglas. You must be running barefoot. But thank you for joining us tonight. I will check back on you. Before I go to the top of the list, I'm going to read one that I got. On the day of the inauguration, the Tennessee mayor lowers his town's American flag to half-staff on the morning for the country on the day. While many critics accuse him of trying to incite anger. Yeah, like the Democrats don't do that. Trying to incite anger with the Post, the mayor insisted that his post had nothing to do with Biden's inauguration. Broston Mayor Robert T. Kenton III announced Wednesday that the town is grieving from the various reasons. In the Facebook post, he wrote, "The town of Broston grieves for our republic and our loss of freedom. We mourn the victims of the Chinese flag and those who have suffered its desperation. We pray that God delivers and restores us and that we do not fall into the clutches of communism." His Facebook post drew a phenomenon of attention, which forced him on Thursday to clarify the intent. At a highlighted by the WSMV-TV, one commentator wrote, "This is one of the most unpatriotic I have ever seen. As friends and neighbors die from COVID and our nation hurts, you use the town page to air your personal grievances." I just read you his personal grievances. It said he grieves for the Republic and for the amount of people that have died from the Chinese plague. So apparently this newscaster can't read. another critic added, this is a slap in the face of all our military heroes. Oh, but bowing at a bulging business. All right. That's why we lower the flag. There, you're placing the importance of your own personal touting on the same level of the men and women who died to fight for you. Well, they died to fight for him so he could express his feelings. So, you know, that is... He has the right. I mean, I got to say, and I think it's interesting, now that the Cracker Jacks are in office, they keep on referring to us as our democracy. Our democracy. We are a representative republic. But those jackwads in Congress cannot get that straight. They really are saying that we're conscious, but that's where they're trying to take us. So, with that being said, let me see if I have anybody new before I go to the top of the list. This is KAHJLY for the Real Liberty Net.
KGIO. I'm in Fishbunch.
Mr. French, I'm going to pass the frequency right to you. W2GIO, good evening. KHLY.
KGIO. Well, I don't have anything too serious. Actually, this is somebody sent me a message of phone. It's a for sale. For sale. It says, I'm selling my white privilege card. It's over 65 years old, but it's in mint condition. It has never been used. The reason for selling is that it hasn't done a damn thing for me. No free college, no free food, no free housing, etc. Not cash, but would be willing to do an even trade for a race card, which seems much more widely accepted. If you're interested, contact me on my non-Obama cell phone that I pay for every month. Not for serious buyers only. There you go. I thought that was kind of cute. WTGIO.
That's very good.
That is very good, because it didn't do me any good. I work, I go to my job, I pay my taxes. I've never collected unemployment, but yeah, we're going to let all the illegals in and give them stimulus money. They're just trying to buy votes. That's all these libtards are doing, is trying to buy votes. With that being said, I'm going to move up to the top of the list. Mr. Williams, KO4FE, KAJOY, the frequency is yours.
It's okay, KAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, well, little Sandy Cortez is at it again, otherwise known as AOC. You ever listen to her speak? I mean, if you close your eyes, you'd think it was like an 8-year-old little girl talking. I can't believe she ever was a successful politician. But anyway, she's always coming up with crazy ideas. And here's another one. This is New York Post. AOC proposes funding to deprogram white supremacists. Of course, you know, Donald Trump was a white supremacist. Anybody that voted for him is a white supremacist. So she must be proposing a lot of money, because that's 74 million people that would, according to her, need to be deprogrammed. Well, anyway, it says the federal government needs to fund deprogramming of white supremacists and conspiracy theorists. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that's really a fake name. She was known as Sandy Cortez when she grew up in her well-to-do neighborhood. Anyway, she says the white supremacist cause is futile. It's nihilist. AOC, a Democrat who represents part of the Bronx and Queens, said during a virtual town hall meeting Friday night, their world will never exist. That's why we're seeing violence now, she says, speaking in the wake of the violent siege of the U.S. Capitol by radical supporters of President Trump. We have to pick up those pieces, Ocasio-Cortez said the House Subcommittee on Civil Rights that she serves on has held hearings over the prior 2 years on white supremacy, and said there are programs to, quote, de-radicalize unquote brainwashed adherents. They never define white supremacy, it's just a name they throw around. But she said funding was not a priority for those programs during the Trump years. There are people who are radicalized right now. It's going to take a very long time to de-radicalize these people and a lot of effort, she said. She sounds really scared. This is a problem that doesn't go away on January 20th, said the congresswoman, referring to when Trump leaves the White House and is succeeded by President-elect Joe Biden. She said many fringe radicals operate in a misinformation bubble, and it will take more than one conversation to deprogram, liking it to therapy. But she said research has shown that, quote, healing is possible, unquote. Yeah, I guess the communists proved that. They put you in a work camp on 1,000 calories a day for about 10 years, and that'll work wonders. That's probably what she's planning. She said we need to double, triple, or quadruple the funding for these programs. AOC said there is a spectrum of radicalization that ranges from sympathizers to conspiracy theorists to neo-Nazis. Such radical ideology could lead to violence and domestic terrorism. Well, basically, in her mind, anybody that's to the right of her is a white supremacist, a conspiracy theorist, a radical, a right-wing, far-right radical. She said the conspiracy theory wrongly pushed by Trump that the election was stolen from him radicalized his supporters who invaded the Capitol last week, leading to violence and the death of 5 people. They keep saying 5 people. There was one cop that died and one woman that was shot. The other ones all died from health-related issues, heart attack, stroke. They had nothing to do with the, those 3 of them had nothing to do with the Capitol building, what went on there. But anyway, she said she felt her life was threatened, I'm sure. You know, she was running like a schoolgirl, afraid of those dangerous white supremacists. You know, they were just lynching and attacking. I'm sorry, I keep getting confused with the Antifa rioters, which she doesn't think they need deprogrammed, but that's a typical leftist. Anyway, Joe Biden, here we go, Gateway Pundit. Headline, just like the good old days, Joe Biden invades Syria with a convoy of American troops and choppers on his first full day. I guess we got to get in another war. Within 24 hours of the swearing-in ceremony, Joe Biden invaded Syria with a convoy of U.S. troops and choppers carrying 200 more soldiers. A large convoy of U.S. military personnel headed into Syria on Thursday along with hundreds of troops some 24 hours after President Joe Biden took office and took his commander-in-chief role, foreign media reported, citing Syrian news agency SANA, reported that a convoy of about 40 trucks and armored vehicles entered northeastern Syria on Thursday, supported by helicopters. A large convoy of U.S. military personnel headed into Syria on Thursday, along with hundreds of troops, some 24 hours after President Joe Biden took office. And while other local media noted that such resupply convoys are not uncommon, SANA's report added that an additional 200 U.S. troops were choppered in to the Asaka province as well. The report claimed that the additional troops will deploy to protect nearby oil fields on land that buttresses Kurdish-controlled territory in eastern Syria that is also said to be rich in energy resources. Wait a minute. I thought the Democrats were against oil and carbon. And here they are sending in troops to protect an oil field. Oh, well, I guess Biden will be getting us involved in another war over there. That's one thing I'll say for Trump. He didn't start any new wars. That's really, but Biden, he's an establishment creature, so I guess there have been the neocons and the war party have been aggravated for 4 years because Trump hasn't been starting any wars in the Middle East. So anyway, Bob, back to you. KAAJOY Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Yes, that is a true statement. President Donald Trump did not get us in the war, and he kept Rocket Man at bay. But I hear Rocket Man is rattling his saber, so the Democrats like war. I really dislike them. My son lost his life under Barack Obama, and under President Trump, he most likely wouldn't. But you can always guess that every day, all day long. It's not going to change things. So thank you, Bill. KO4FE, KAAJOY, down to Mr. Jesse. KG4CXNSC, KAAJOY.
Hey, well, once again, good evening, Bob, and everybody on the net. Good to hear you, Mr. Mo. You sounded pretty good tonight. And Mr. Larry, hello to you. Mr. Frank, up at Fishkill as well. Good evening, sir. And the other gentleman, I can barely hear you from South Carolina, but thanks. Anyway, this is KG4ZXC, Jess here. And I look at the news and I automatically want to throw up. The news has done nothing but let me down in every way, because there is no journalism, there is no news. Everything is either fabricated, made up, or misled, or half truth. You never get the real full details anymore, and I'm so sick of trying to read through it, through cipher, through what's real and what's not. But we all need to be aware that what we read right now is probably more critical now than ever before, because we're going to be fed all kinds of disinformation to keep us off our game. But we're going to have to find new ways of communicating among patients in this country, because we're being banned at every level. We can sit here and contemplate on the past and what this douchebag is actually doing to our country, especially with this installed individual and this rogue government that we have. You know, we gotta face reality here and figure out how to fight these enemies of America, because right now that's exactly what's going on here. Well, with that, I'm not going to carry on too much, I think that lady you guys was talking about earlier, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think she was the one who presented the impeachment upon this Joe Biden guy. So, and she's out of Georgia, so if that was something Mo wanted to know, I think that's who he was referring to. So anyway, good to hear everybody, guys. And back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, KG4ZXC.
All right, Jesse, for Mo's benefit, would you repeat her name again? And you did say she's out of the state of Georgia.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was her name. And boy, she is a spitfire.
Marjorie Taylor out of Georgia. All righty. Well, I'm sure Mr. Mo heard it, and we'll ask him when we get down to his name. So thank you, Jesse. KG4ZX Tennessee, KHOY. I'm going to stop and say hi to Miss Laura, Mr. Marty, And Miss Kitty, I think. So N2JTT is on the log, but just in the monitoring mode. With that being said, I'm going to go to Mr. Larry. N4ROQKAHAOY.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Orders the wall to be stopped after Trump's final surge. This is from USA Today, San Diego. In the days before Joe Biden became president, construction crews worked quickly to finish Donald Trump's wall at an iconic cross-border park overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Biden on Wednesday ordered a pause on all wall construction within a week. One of the 17 executive orders issued on his first day in office, including six dealing with immigration. The order leaves projects throughout the border unfinished but still under contract. After Trump worked last year to build 450 miles, a goal he said he achieved 8 days before leaving office. The Trump administration said it had identified $15 billion to reach a total of 738 miles, but it is unclear how many of those additional miles are under contract and what cancellation fees Biden would face to fulfill his pledge to not build another foot. Who's pledged to not build another foot of the wall, guys? Biden ordered answers within 2 months on how much the government committed, how much it would cost to extricate itself, and whether contracts could be repudiated for other uses. The White House had no immediate comment Thursday, but due to the lack of communication between Trump aides and Biden's transition team, quick answers may prove elusive. It is remarkably opaque, said Dior Layden, an attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union, is scheduled to argue before the U.S. Supreme Court next month. It was illegal for Trump to divert billions of dollars from the Defense Department to build the wall. Here's the Democrats are still trying to go after Trump. Joe Cook, an activist who posted videos of dynamite blasts by wall construction crews, said he saw one dynamite charge being set Wednesday in Guadalupe Canyon in eastern Arizona, while Biden's inauguration was being held in Washington. Heavy machines have been crawling over roadways gouged into Rocky Mountainside, tapping open holes for posts on U.S. Bureau of Land Management property. In Texas, Rio Grande Valley, the busiest area for illegal crossing, advocates for this Texas civil rights project saw idle trucks and construction equipment Thursday, though rain may explain the lack of activity. Anyway, the article goes on, but it is what it is. He has stopped building the wall. 450 miles and what Trump has done.
So far, it looks like everything's at a standstill, and there's probably going to be a wave of money and for more votes for the Democrats. So, anyone in it? Bob, you're sounding good. We'll shoot it back up there to you from Larry in Tennessee, N4ROQ.
All righty, Larry, that's right. They're just waving them in because they want to be in control. If you keep on handing people their food and money, you have their vote. I don't know how we're ever going to overthrow that, how we're going to ever turn that around. It's going to be difficult because the people that are running through the border do not have the work ethic that some of the older Americans have. All righty, Larry, thank you, N4RQKHOY. Down to Mr. James, Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. It is your turn for round number two, sir.
Thank you, Bob. This is W9RWY with the Liberty Net. I can verify that there was indeed impeachment papers filed by Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia under Congressman. And I don't know how far that's going to go. But in fact, that's what I heard. I read it on the internet. It must be true.
As far as the FCC going paperless, I don't know. I'm going to have to check with the ARL still on that. I'm going to call them. I don't know what the FCC expects you to do if you don't have internet or you don't have a computer or email. What do they expect you to do? So I don't get that. I wonder if the ARRL has a webmail thing that they offer for anybody, whether I can get an email from them. That might work. The fact about the democracy versus the public representative, the public, pure democracy is actually mob rule. You don't want mob rule. You can't have pure democracy. And AOC wants programming, but she's very, very interested in doing deprogramming. Well, that's another expression of pure prejudice. That's just pure prejudice that she will not tolerate other people's attitudes and cultures. So she's a racist, bigot, or something like that. Definitely she's expressing prejudice. Alright, thank you, Bob. Back to the net. KHAY from WP9RWY, over, over.
Alrighty, James, Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Thank you, thank you. We appreciate you adding your comments. Let me jump to Mr. Mo. Did you get your answer, Mr. Mo? KD0RSA, KAAJOY.
KD0RSA, thank you, Bob, for letting me in.
Thank you, Jesse. I tried to get back to you Thursday morning, but the band was so noisy I couldn't get back to you on Thursday morning. So we'll have to try again Sunday. Anyway, I do appreciate getting on the net, and I can hear about three of you, but there's a couple I can't hear. But anyway, I do appreciate getting on the net, and so I'll just be sitting here listening. Keep your powder dry. KD0RSA, back to net, over.
Roger, roger, Mo. Keep your powder dry. And remember, gun control is hitting what you're aiming for. So thank you. KD0RSA, it's always a pleasure. I'm going to just jump over to James in Memphis. I got a message from him that said he's only monitoring, so I'm going to acknowledge KN4DES. Hopefully he'll get on the air with a better antenna. So thank you, James, for being with us. That takes me to Mr. Richie, KB2DMD, KAAJOY. It is up to you, sir.
Kilo 4, Whiskey X-Ray checking in.
Kilo 4, Whiskey X-Ray, I will put you on the list.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much. KK4WX.
Good to see you, Russ. Big signal here. And KAHAOY and Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD. Yeah, I, you know, this is, these are funny times, Bob. I don't necessarily mean humorous, although some of it is humorous. I really, and I said this from the onset, that they are going to be coming and going and meeting themselves along the way, trying to, I mean, this is the proverbial patients running the clinic. So, you know, and we've seen, you know, even throughout the Trump administration, you know, some of the craziness that comes out of these people. As they rush to implement it, expect a lot of tripping over their own feet. So in that way, you know, it is comical. It's sort of like Keystone Cops. Of course, you know, nothing's funny about the death of the Republic. You know, even Daniel Webster thought when they took the White House and both houses of Congress that the Republic wouldn't recover, and we did. We're not going to regain this through the electoral process, very obviously, at least not in the short term. But we very well may regain it by them making lots of mistakes, and us doing everything we can to ensure that they do. You know, the old Sun Tzu adage, never interrupt your enemy while he's making a mistake. And there's going to be plenty of opportunity for that. And this is not in the realm of active resistance. Active resistance, get a good old World War II black and white movie that, details the French resistance, against the Nazis. That'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about when I say active resistance. No way am I talking about blowing up railroad tracks or anything to do with arms. God help us, it might come to that someday. I don't know. Your crystal ball or mine, Bob. But in the meantime, passive resistance is something everybody can do, and it's fun. Like I said earlier, to the extent that you're comfortable, don't submit to these edicts that issue forth, and you'll find that you're in good company. Very many people, a landslide victory involves many, many people. Now, some of them will, they're chameleons, like Rhino Republicans. I mean, they'll take down their Trump sign off their front lawn. All ours are still up, by the way. And very many of Trump signs are still up around here. I think a few more have actually gone up, which is encouraging. It's saying we don't acknowledge an illegitimate president, and so it would logically follow we're not going to acknowledge any crackpot legislation that issues forth from an illegitimate administration to the extent that we can. And when I say to that extent, in other words, to the extent where, I don't want to be locked up unnecessarily, not to the extent where the police don't hurt me or take my cable TV away, I'll do whatever you want. So that's where the resistance has to start. When we say, Joe Biden did this or Joe Biden did that, I think everybody, on this net understands that Joe Biden doesn't have two brain cells to rub together to make a third, and that's why he was chosen to be installed as this, would-be tyrant. There's a consortium behind all this, Soros, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, Bezos, they're the money, obviously, and then, of course, you can take wild guesses as to whoever's administrating things, but Biden is a sock puppet, and all these people collectively have their hands stuck up his butt, and they're making him talk. So there's that, and let's not get sidetracked into, is it the Dutch royal family calling? Is it, the Rothschilds? Is it, Bilderberg? Well, Bilderberg would be a good blanket, but still, what good does that do you? We've known about Bilderberg for years, even when Rush Limbaugh was telling everybody it didn't exist. We've known about the CFR for years, even when Rush Limbaugh was telling everybody that it didn't exist. And only became politically expedient for him to do so toward the end. But, what good did it do? All you really know, and there again, what did our beloved President Roosevelt tell us? All we have to fear is fear itself. That was probably, I'm not even sure you can take credit for that one. I mean, any fool knows that's all that, all we have to fear is fear itself. And fear of the unknown, that's always a thing, and that's what they're going to rely on. Keeping people in the dark and guessing and fearing, and there's really no need for that, because it's basically madness reigning down there in D.C. There doesn't seem to be any cohesive strategy. And they're going to be bumping into themselves, trying to implement one crockpot thing after another. And then, of course, even with a Democrat-controlled House and Senate, you're going to have certain lefties, not necessarily moderates, that's what you would call a rhino lefty. We've had rhino Republicans in name only, and they've got moderate Democrats, so they're not completely down with the whole Antifa, BLM, you know, defund the police, burn, riot, rape, kill. They're not really down with that, and they're going to come back and say, you know, this thing that you're proposing, this is going to be a tough sell to my people back home. And, you know, which is a great concern to a lot of politicians, because all they want to do is get reelected. So there's going to be a lot of, maybe not so much dissension in their ranks, but they're going to have a lot of trouble implementing at least the crazier stuff in their agenda. And and that stuff is easy to resist. Let's just do all we can along those lines to keep it from becoming an active resistance down the road, which is infinitely messier and not the way you want to spend your time on this earth, you know, being involved in something like that. You know, if we remember, you know, don't take down your Trump sign and put out a Greenpeace sign and think that you're going to, you know, somehow escape AOC's re-education camp. Because I'm not so sure that she's going to be able to implement re-education camps. I think that's pretty far-fetched. Now, is it noteworthy that she's talking about stuff like this? Well, certainly. You know, it illustrates their mindset, number one, what they would like to do. And, you never know. Some of the crazier stuff may sneak through, but ultimately it's going to be left to the people on your end, the people in your zip code, to implement this stuff. Now, you know, do you live in a zip code where they're just chomping at the bit to do these kind of things anyway? Well, then I would suggest, you know, it would be better to live in a tent in a different zip code than it would be to live in your, you know, McMansion in your present zip code. In other words, you know, pack up and get. Just common sense, fellows. You know, I think that's something everybody on this net has an abundance of. And when you just, you know, sit down and wind your watch and take a minute and see what the probability is of some of this stuff coming to pass, you'll find a lot of it is just outside the realm of possibility. So, I guess that's about it. I'm winging it. How am I doing? KAHJOY and the Liberty Net, KB2DMD.
Well, Richie, with your big signal, you're winging it really good. So, fortunately, I don't live real close to a major area that's in trouble. I don't think you do either. I'm not far from Cleveland. I'm not far from Akron. But we're in an area where people come storming down our roads, and they will be met with some opposition. So, I'm going to take up writing a little bit more and praying as much as I have been. So, thank you, Richie. KB2DMDKHOY. Now I'm going to go to Mr. Douglas. He was only pushing 20 watts. He said now he's pushing 100. So, November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. Mr. Douglas, I hope we can hear you better with 100 watts. Please go ahead.
This is November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. 100 watts now, that should be a lot better. Is this working better for you, over?
Yes, you're doing great up here to Akron.
Loud and clear in southern Georgia, KK4WX.
That's 9 plus 10 near Philly.
You have the platform, N4AHO, KHOI.
This is N4AHO, so somebody else will have started working there at the same time. I decided it was time to hit the fact anyway. So anyway, thanks for calling on me. Sorry I had the wrong reconnected at first. I don't think I can say anything else right now that anybody else has. I could, but I'm just frankly too tired at the moment.
We are here on Wednesday night and Saturday night. The original day was Saturday, then it was expanded also to a Wednesday. So every Saturday, every Wednesday, 2200 hours Eastern Standard Time. Over.
Roger, I just want to put that in.
I was on that long spot anyway.
We're hanging in there over here in the Golden Corner, South Carolina. And things are still going pretty well. God's in control. I haven't heard much about that as yet, but whatever his plan is right. So we're in the jam. And go on in whatever little mission it is under five. I won't get into that so much. But it's going to be a real interesting time for the world. Which is, I think that's unfortunately the Chinese expression.
Never mind.
So, anyway, that's what we say to that. Everybody's in charge. Good thing we're not. Whatever happens, I think we're going to bust this thing when I know what he's going to. And we'll be evacuation. That's how I see it. I'm sure it's sticking with it, but that doesn't mean it's not going to hurt for a while. Hang on, Zenfor AHO, and I'm just doing for the evening. Have a good night, all.
All righty, Douglas, I heard you at the end say God is in charge, and the next gentleman will agree, Frank, that God does love us, I'm sure. I don't know what he's thinking. We can only just ask for his forgiveness for being such a sinful country and pray for his divineness that the Democrats will step on their fedorkel or their penis and trip. So that's what I'm hoping for, and for AHO KHOI. That takes me to Mr. Frank, Whiskey 2, Golf, Ida, Oscar. Mr. Frank, I'm going to open the door for you, KHOI.
Okay, W2GIO. GIO for slant. Let's see. I want to just say one thing about the chaos that's going to come from the present gang that's in there. If it's any example, we've got this radio station in New York City called WBAI, and it's basically a hippie radio station from the 60s. It's right in the middle of the FM dial. It broadcasts from the Empire State Building or someplace close to that. And periodically they have, they're just listener supported, and they have these meetings, like just basically you could call them board meetings, but it's open to all the listeners. Well, I'll tell you what, if you go on YouTube and look at any of those videos, and these are all supposedly, people that are supposed to know how to get along or something. It is some chaotic mess. I mean, they got people walking in there with hatchets, and just yelling out. I mean, it's so chaotic. It's just a riot. So I thought to myself, if this is what is coming in, they're gonna destroy themselves. And I don't, that's the only thing I can think of. So. Anyhow, I have some news, kind of interesting news, because I keep track of a bunch of different things, and I do some mentoring, and so when I hear something really good going on, I like to bring it out, and I came across up in Hartford, Connecticut. Now, you could think of Hartford is got some pretty rough neighborhoods, In Hartford, there's a magnet school, and this magnet school, 100% of the students in this magnet school, and this is an inner city school, go on to college. 100% of the kids go to college. And the guy that's running the school, his name is Dr. Steve Curry, sort of like Curry Mason. And his website is drstevecurry.org, and he's got a book called Push Has Come to Shove, Getting Our Kids the Education They Deserve. And I listened to this guy, gave a presentation to a bunch of school teachers. Boy, did he give it to them with both barrels. And this guy is some feisty character. He looks like he's from one of the ghetto, one of the Bronx neighborhoods in New York. And the way he talks and his swagger and that kind of thing. And he's got the kids studying. He's got them they wear uniforms. And like I say, 100% of the kids are in going to college. The one thing he pointed out, though, and he says, yeah, there's, so this is my school is doing this, and he's been at this for I don't know how many years now. Not a lot, but probably maybe, I don't know, less than 10 years. He says, not one of the other schools in Hartford has come to his school to see what he's doing, and yet he's had schools from South Korea coming to his school to check out the what he's doing in that school to get the kids to be able to learn and to be able to move on to college and to come up to the level that is necessary for that. So it's really interesting. Again, it's Dr. Steve Perry.org. Dr. is the what's in the beginning there. drsteveperry.org. So anyhow, I thought it'd be interesting because it's heartwarming to see when somebody actually is able to put an effort into something and make things happen. And that is good news. And there's also other good news that God loves them. So there you go. WTGIO.
November 8th, Zulu Charlie, I recognize you. I'll see you in just a moment. Thank you. And Frank, yes. Thank you for your comments, and I knew you were going to say it, but you're right. God does love us, but he would like us to obey a little better than we do. I'm going to acknowledge a gentleman that's a friend of mine, Mr. Ted, KDHPRK. He does not transmit, but he records us every week. I normally have lunch with him on Saturday. I've unfortunately missed lunch with him twice. Today I was busy, Ted, having doors put on my building. So I will do my best to sit down and break bread with you next Saturday. I miss our conversation, so I want you to know that. And thank you for recording. So next on my list is Russell. KK4WX, Mr. Russell, it is good to hear from you. What do you have to say for yourself tonight?
Okay, Bob, good deal. KAAJOY from KK4WX in Southern Georgia. Well, I've got a little article here, a little write-up that I would like to read, and I think everyone should probably appreciate it. I thought it was well written, so I'll just, I won't waste any more time, and I'll get right to it. So here it is. It says, the title of it is, What Have We Done? Asking the question. It says, Joseph R. Biden was just inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States yesterday. So I guess this was written whenever, so January 21st, 2021, is what it says, so that's when it was typed up. But anyway, it says, I have nothing further to say about this historical event attended primarily by 26,000 National Guard troops, FBI, NSA, and CIA operatives. That fact alone is a very telling story. Apparently, additional security was deemed necessary for a president-elect who received allegedly 80 million votes, more than any other person in the history of our country. All of the peaceful, quote, peaceful riots throughout the summer and fall where stores and businesses were looted and destroyed, monuments toppled, and police and citizens were killed, did not require the assistance of armed troops
to quell these activities.
Goes on.
I also will not comment on the 17 executive actions signed by our new president on his first afternoon in office. None of these offer any hope or unity, nor are they of any benefit to the American people or to America. Indeed, they will drive us further downward. But here are some lessons we can learn from the new change in the leadership to the America we know. Perhaps now you understand why there was never any action against the Clintons or Obama. How they destroyed emails and evidence and phones and servers, and how they spied and wiretapped, how they lied to the FISA court, had conversations on the tarmac, sent emails to cover their rears after key meetings, how Comey and Brennan and Clapper never were brought to any justice, how the FBI and CIA lied, how the Steele dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton was passed along, how phones got factory reset, how leak after leak to an accomplished corrupt media went unchecked, while George Soros is always in the shadows, and why Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan and George Bush and John McCain were all involved, why they screened Russia and pushed a sham impeachment, why no one ever goes to jail, why no one is ever charged, why nothing ever happened. Perhaps now you know why there was no wrongdoing in the falsification of the FISA warrant, why the Durham report was delayed, why Hunter Biden has not been charged, while the FBI sat on his laptop for almost a year while Trump was being impeached on fictitious charges, while the Biden connection to China was overlooked, as was unleashed the perfect weapon, a virus that was weaponized politically to bring down the greatest ever economy known to man, and at the same time usher in an unverifiable and unnecessary system of mail-in voting that corrupted the very foundation of our democracy. Maybe now you can understand why the media is 24/7 propaganda and lies. Why up is down and down is up. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Why social media can now silence the First Amendment and speak over the President of the United States. This has been the plan by the deep state all along. They didn't expect Trump to win in 2016. He messed up their plans and delayed them a little. 4 years to be exact. They weren't about to let it happen again. COVID was like manna from heaven for the Democrats and the socialist left. It was a tool to inject fear into all Americans, and it was weaponized governors who shut down their states and crumbled their economies out of fear. The media had never to let a good crisis go to waste, help shame and kill the economy, and the super lucky, unverifiable mail-in ballots were just the trick to make sure the 47-year career politician, allegedly with hands in Chinese payrolls, the man that couldn't finish a sentence or collect a crowd, miraculously became the most popular vote recipient of all time. You have just witnessed a silent, bloodless coup, the overthrow of the U.S. free election system, the end of our constitutional republic, and the beginning of the downward slide of capitalism and the free enterprise system into an abyss
of socialism and communism. What a remarkable achievement. We have sacrificed the greatest engine of freedom, growth, and prosperity known to man on the altar of ignorance and totalitarianism. What will happen next? Well, here's a few brief lists. Boy, identify again. This is KK4WR. Number one, expect the borders to open up. Increased immigration. Expect agencies like CBP and INS and Homeland Security to be muzzled or even deleted. Law enforcement will see continued defunding. Elimination of the Electoral College will be attempted. History as we know it will be erased. Our children will no longer study the American Revolution, the Civil War, World War I, II, Korea, or Vietnam. These will be replaced by classes on white privilege, how American racism stole lands from Native Indians, and the need for racial equality and equity. Because America is a terrible nation. The Supreme Court will be packed with liberal judges. Your Second Amendment will be attacked, and there may be a gun confiscation or gun buyback program enacted, and you will find it difficult to even own a weapon and ammunition of any kind. If you have a manufacturing job or oil industry job, well, get ready to be unemployed. If you own and run a business, brace for the impact of higher taxes and more governmental regulation. And I'll add one also. I heard that they were thinking about bringing the minimum wage up to $15. Boy, that'll really do a lot of good. Okay, I'm going to continue here. Maybe you'll be on the hook for slavery reparations, or have your suburbs turned into Section 8 housing. Your taxes are going to increase dramatically, and businesses will pay more. We will be paying more for gasoline at the pump, and we soon will find ourselves once again dependent on foreign oil. That's a sure fact. Let's see. President Trump made us energy independent for the first time in our history. The USA became an oil exporting nation. Biden's illogical and corrupt dismantling of the Keystone pipeline, not only displaced 42,000 high-paying union jobs, but now Canada will sell the oil in Alberta, British Columbia to China, while we search for new supplies at higher prices. Well done, Joe Biden. In a couple of years, we will see the onslaught of inflation, high unemployment, less productivity, as more and more people become dependent on the government for subsistence, all of which is the natural course of socialist economy. The dollar will no longer be the world's reserve currency, and America will no longer be the bastion of freedom it once was. America will be overtaken by China as the largest economy in the world, and because we have become so complacent, we will find ourselves in the middle of a great turmoil and upheaval with lots of civil strife that will make 2020 look like a walk in the park. I could go on and on. There is no real recovery from this. The national elections from here on will be decided by New York City, Chicago, and California. The constitutional republic we created will be dead. Mob rule and appeasement will run rampant. The candidate who offers the most from the treasury will get the most votes. But the votes cast won't matter, just the ones received and counted. That president has been sent. Benjamin Franklin
was walking out of Independence Hall after the Constitutional Convention in 1787 when someone shouted out, quote, Doctor, what have we got? A republic or a monarchy? And Franklin responded, a republic if you can keep it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now lost the republic our forefathers bequeathed to us. The republic we fought and bled for these past 245 years. Some of you are wondering how this came to pass. Well, the answers are indeed quite simple. We did it to ourselves. We turned from God. We erased God from our halls of justice and the town square. We turned from family. We turned from our country, our flag, our monuments, to our leaders who paved the way. We degraded all of these with revisionist history and the tearing down of monuments to our civilization and way of life. We replaced achievement and recognition by embracing, quote, participation trophies so that our children can all feel a sense of accomplishment, even when there was none. We embraced degeneracy culture, inviting pornography into our laptops and our living rooms. We became so infatuated with technology that we lost the human touch. We found it easier to send emails on Facebook or Twitter posts to a friend or coworker 10 feet away from us rather than walking over to chat with them. We have, in essence, become too high-tech and low-touch. It sort of begs the question, what does it matter if we wire the entire world if we lose our immoral soul? We celebrated and looked to fools as our heroes, comedians whose idea of a joke is holding up a bloody head of our president. That's not funny, it's plumb sad. We worshiped ourselves selfishly and took for granted what brave men and women fought and died to give us. Their sacrifices are no longer valued, replaced instead with scorn because they may have committed, quote, transgressions measured by today's standards, not theirs, close quote. We disregarded history and all it teaches. On our watch, America just died a little. It's likely she'll never be the same again. Not until the 74 million Americans who voted for President Trump stand up and shout, quote, we will no longer tolerate this and we want our country back. And do something about it. For starters, get off of Twitter and Facebook and refuse to be a part of their efforts to disrespect the First Amendment. I did, and I don't miss it at all. If companies want to insult all the people who supported President Trump by denying them jobs, fight back. Don't buy their products. Shun them. Until we take those steps, they will continue to wield their power. But the ultimate power is in your hands, the power of the consumer. We did this to ourselves. We made our bed, now we have to sleep in it until we get off of our asses and remake it. Some of you have no idea what you've done. Well, you now know. It is time to do something about it. Sadly, some of you do know what you have done. To them, I say, if you kick a dog long enough, pretty soon he's going to bite. I am tired of being kicked and insulted and disregarded as if I don't matter. We do matter. We are Americans. That was written by Henry P. McIntosh IV. KK4WX Southern Georgia, back to you, Bob.
KK4WX, amen and bravo, yes. Thank you, Russell. That was a great piece that you brought to the net tonight. I really appreciate it. I will be back to you on the 73 round. At the bottom of my list is Carrie, November 8th, Zulu Charlie, KHLY. Go ahead from the state of Michigan.
With the stress, my blood pressure is through the roof. I can't sleep because I'm just you again. And I've got the schedule back here, so I'm going to chime in once in a while again because I kind of missed it. But I'm also, guys, I'll just leave it at that. In that, maybe you can you guys are on at 2200 hours Eastern Standard Time. I believe that's what you said. This is my friend there who's listening to the survey. He's questioning that as well. He's working on getting his station together and whatnot. He's listening because I turned him on to the web SDR. Hey, so I'm sure you'll hear him in here eventually. So anyway, with that note, I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. God bless our country, our troops, and all of you. Without you patriots, we don't have a chance.
Thank you, Terry. NHZCKJY. Well, I want to reiterate, 2200 hours, Eastern Standard Time, Saturday night, Wednesday night. I'm normally Saturday night, and Jesse is normally Wednesday night. But there are other people that are available to do it. So 2200 hours. I want to say something back for Russell. He said about holding the head of a president as a joke, Kathy Gifford. I'd like to see that happen with someone to do that with a mock head of Biden and see what kind of repercussions happen. And Kerry, you said people that have bled and died for America. Well, and I've said it before, I can't miss the opportunity. My 28-year-old son, 10 years in the United States Marine Corps as a Special Operations Gunnery Sergeant, died for this country. So I have a true appreciation for what the cost is for this freedom, and if freedom is not free, myself and my daughter will attest to that. I'm going to ask, though, before I continue, are you signing or are you going to stick around for the last round? Over. Thank you for joining us, and I say this with a smile on my face. My son loves America. He loves being in the military. The military really liked him. He made gunnery sergeant at the age of 27 years of age and died on his 28th birthday. So from wounds sustained in battle in the country of Afghanistan under Barack Obama, which is another story, so. But thank you, Kerry. And last on my list is a gentleman by the name of Fred. He's a shortwave listener. He does not have a call. He's in the great state of Ohio. He's been with us a couple weeks. So, Fred, I know you can't answer me, but I'm going to say shout out to you. I've got him listed as SWL for shortwave listener. So, with that being said, I'm going to check for any late check-ins. And I'm going to head up to the top of the list for the 73 round. This is KAA-JOY.
No, November 8th, Bravo Charlie Foxtrot.
November 8th, please say it again.
November 8th, Bravo Charlie Foxtrot.
November 8th, Bravo Charlie Foxtrot. Well, I'm at the bottom of my list, and since you threw out your call, let me hand the frequency over to you and let us know what's on your mind tonight. Over.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. And, I got it in late. And, Russell's speech, absolutely spot on. I love it. Like I put on AIM, I couldn't express my thoughts any better. what that speech says, and I would like to express my sympathy to you for lost your son in Afghanistan under one of the worst presidents we've ever had in this country, which could possibly be replaced this time, but this past November is a travesty. And I've been wearing black and white since the inauguration to memorialize the death of our country, because it's not going to be a good ending to it.
NET. I know they don't use the word NET down there, but a ragtag group. So, Robert, thank you for joining us. And I'm going to go to Mr. Russell. Robert would like to know the author again. Is there a way that he could look this up online, or the author of what you read to us? KK4WXKHOI.
KA8JOY. This is KK4WX. Only way I know that I could get it to you would be to email it to you like I received it myself. I received it from commander of Sons of Confederate Veterans camp over in Albany, Georgia. I'm a son of a Confederate veteran myself, so he's always got some good stuff like this, so he emailed it to me, and I just couldn't resist to read it tonight. So if you would, send me an email and request it. What was the title of it? The title is What Have We Done? What Have We Done is asking a question. So send me an email. I'm good in QRZ. But my email address is real simple. It's KK4WX. That's my call. KK4WX at ARRL.net. KK4WX at ARRL.net. And I'll get it. And just send me the request and I'll forward it to you. Be glad to. Thanks very much. Back to you, Bob. KK4WX.
All righty, Russell. I will send you an email, and I will make sure Robert gets a copy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to go back up to the top of the list. Mr. William for round, the 73 round. We have a nice group. We have 15 listed. So, William, KO4FE, what do you have to close your thoughts? Over.
Yeah, KAAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Well, conditions have actually improved, Bob. You're up to about 40 over now. When we started out, you were down around 5 over, so the band's actually improving. Everyone's coming in pretty well. Russ is booming in, and Jesse sounds good, and I'm copying everybody. So anyway, you know, I maintain that after the these Marxist ruling elites, these nation-wrecking cultural distorters get done with this gender-bending, transsexual, multi-gender nonsense, the next thing they're going to take up is to get pedophilia legalized and normalized. Because they really don't have a problem with it. I mean, I realize they'll still lock them up if they catch them, but a lot of them still operate under the knowing eyes of the ruling elite. And here's a perfect example. This is off Breitbart headline. Lawsuit: Twitter states that child porn video did not violate policies. Listen to this story. Twitter repeatedly told the victim of child sexual abuse that a video of his ordeal circulating on the platform didn't violate the platform's policies, according to a lawsuit filed on the victim's behalf by the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. The victim, anonymized in the lawsuit as John Doe, alleges that Twitter allowed the video of his abuse, filmed when he was 13 years old, to accumulate hundreds of thousands of views. According to the lawsuit, Twitter only eventually complied after an agent from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, got involved with the case. By that time, according to the allegations, the video had already accumulated over 165,000 views on the platform. From the New York Post, it says Doe's mother filed 2 complaints to Twitter reporting the same material, and for a week she also received no response, the suit states. Finally, on January 28, Twitter replied to Doe and said they wouldn't be taking down the material, which had already racked up over 167,000 views and 2,200 retweets, the suit states. It said, thanks for reaching out. We reviewed the content, didn't find a violation of our policies, so no action will be taken at this time, the response reads, according to the lawsuit. The lawsuit further states that Twitter knowingly allows pedophiles to use the platform to exchange material depicting child sex abuse and profits from their activity, which includes the use of the ad system. The lawsuit also alleges that Twitter made money from the video of the victim's abuse. The lawsuit was brought by 2 private law firms and the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. It will be heard in the Northern District of California. So there you go. Twitter's allowed child porn, but they won't allow any mention of Hunter Biden's numerous scandals and videos and illegal activity. I mean, you take a look at this Jack Dorsey. I mean, if he isn't the creepiest looking character, those soulless eyes, that creepy beard, that unkempt hair, and that like monotone voice. He just looks like some kind of, that nose ring just looks like some kind of creep. He probably watches the child video, the child porn videos. Who knows? But anyway, that's what's coming. Okay, here's, you know, this Rand Paul gets on my nerves, and, but anyway, here's a headline. Does Joe Biden hate black teenagers? Rand Paul routes $15 minimum wage my ass. Why does Joe Biden hate black teenagers should be the question. Why does Joe Biden want to destroy all these jobs? During an interview with Fox host Sean Hannity, GOP Senator Rand Paul pummeled the Biden administration's decision to push for a minimum wage increase that would put 4 million people out of work. These people, the people who lose their jobs first when you hike the minimum wage, are black teenagers, Paul said. How does he know that? I mean, does he think black teenagers are the only ones that are working minimum wage jobs? I mean, I go around to fast food joints. I see a lot of white teenagers, but he would never have the guts to say that white teenagers might lose their jobs. But anyway, he goes on. You know, I get tired of this because you got the Republicans are always wringing their hands, and Donald Trump was guilty of this too. Every time he talked about the economy, he was always talking about the lowest black unemployment rate, the lowest Hispanic rate, the lowest Asian rate, this unemployment rate. He never once, no politician will ever mention anything about white people unless it's a criticism or an attack. You ever notice that? No politician would ever say, well, we're going to help white teenagers or raising the minimum wage would put white teenagers out of work, or we're going to do something with the economy to help reduce the white unemployment rate. And people will say, well, the white unemployment rate's low. Well, it's not lower than the Asian. The Asian unemployment rate's lower than the white unemployment rate, but they always mention, oh, we got the lowest Asian unemployment rate, so it's not that. It's just that no politician would ever have the nerve to mention anything that could possibly benefit white people, or to mention that white people are even part of anything. The only time white people are mentioned by politicians or the media or anything is to attack them, to call them racist, white supremacy, conspiracy mongers. Some people, as a group, that's a big problem. It's always negative. And the Republicans, oh, I don't know why do they pander to these groups? They don't vote for them. I mean, they make a big deal about Trump. Trump's really making headway into the black community. He got 12% of the vote. Or the Hispanic, oh, he got 30%. Well, he got, what? He gets what, 60% of the white vote, 70% of the white vote? But it's like white people are the only group that you can't do nothing for or even to be concerned about. Opioid deaths. Oh, we don't care about that. It's just white people. Even the Republicans won't talk about it. The Democrats probably think it's a good thing because it's getting rid of people that don't vote for them. But even the Republicans won't mention it. Well, they'll talk about it in general terms, but they won't ever say, hey, we got to stop this opioid epidemic because it's killing off white people who are most of our voters. They'd rather drink a gallon of buzzard puke than to say something like that. So anyway, it's always negative. Anytime white people are mentioned by a politician or the media, it's always an attack or a criticism or to call them racist or conspiracy mongers, or we need to be deprogrammed or kicked off Twitter, but yet pedophiles can go on Twitter and Twitter won't do anything about it even when it's brought to their attention by that creep Jack Dorsey. So anyway, that's it. for tonight. 73s to everybody, and good lift tonight, Bob, and did an excellent job as usual. So anyway, we'll see you guys Wednesday night. KA8JOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, William. You're right. KO4FE, KHOI. We don't notice how no one died of an opiate overdose since the COVID-19. Everybody dies of COVID-19. There's no heart attacks, no traffic crashes, just COVID-19. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it's, but there's still people dying from it, but they don't count it. Well, what makes the difference? It's probably just a bunch of white people dying, so that doesn't matter. The sooner we're gone, the better, as far as it.
That is a true statement. The sooner we're gone, the better is what I believe they're thinking. So thank you, Bill. KO4FE, KHOI. Jesse signed KG4ZX in a C. He signed through an email to me that he had to go because there was somebody wasn't feeling well in his household. Next on my list is Laura, N2JTT, and Marty, N2IRJ. I know you're monitoring. Good to have you with us. So now I'm to Mr. Larry. Mr. Larry in Knoxville, N4ROQ, KAHJOY.
Okay, thank you, Bob. There's an article on USA Today regarding a painting that was stolen. I thought this caught my eye here. Italian police have recovered a copy of Leonardo da Vinci's 16th century Salvador Mundi painting of Jesus Christ that was stolen from a Naples church and found hidden in a Naples apartment. This comes from Rome, Italy. They recovered this 500-year-old copy. This is a copy of Leonardo da Vinci's 16th century Salvador Mundi painting of Jesus Christ. The discovery was made when Naples police, working on a bigger operation, found the painting hidden in an apartment. Police Chief Alfredo Fabacini said the apartment owner was detained after he offered a less than credible explanation that he had casually bought it at a market. The painting is a copy by Leonardo da Vinci that sold for a record $450 million at a Christie's auction in 2017. The unnamed bidder was later identified as a Saudi royal who reportedly purchased it on behalf of Love Abu Dubois. It was supposed to have been unveiled a year later at the museum, but the exposition was later delayed indefinitely, and the work hasn't been seen in public since. So that was a pretty high-priced painting there, that $450 million painting that was stolen. So that's unbelievable, isn't it? Okay. The Apaches, looks like Biden's got into something in a copper mine. Apaches object to review of Arizona copper mine. This comes from the Associated Press. Flagstaff, Arizona, U.S. Forest Service released an environmental review Friday that paves the way for the creation of one of the largest copper mines in the United States against the wishes of a group of Apaches who have been trying for years to stop the project. The Forest Service now has 60 days to turn over a tract of land in Tonto National Forest east of Phoenix to Resolution Copper Mining. We need to look up, see who owns Resolution Copper Mining, a joint venture of the international mining companies Rio Tinto and BHP. Chinese company. Environmentalists contend the Forest Service was pressured to push the review over the finish line before President Donald Trump leaves office. So Donald Trump had something to do with this. Complicating their efforts to reverse the land swap, the Forest Service said that's not true, while the mining company contends the publication already was delayed by months. The mountainous land near Superior, Arizona is known as Oak Flat or Chili Billy Teal. Can't pronounce that word for sure. It's where Apaches have harvested medicinal plants, held coming-of-age ceremonies, and gathered acorns for generations, an area where dozens of warriors leaped to their deaths from the ridge adjacent to the proposed copper mine rather than surrender to U.S. forces during westward expansion. It is protected as a special management area. A judge later Thursday denied a request for Apache Stronghold, a group led by former San Carlos Apache chairman Winsler Nosey Sr., to halt the publication until a larger question over who legally owns the land is settled. U.S. District Court Judge Stephen Logan in Phoenix said he recognized the anxiety that having one sacred land taken away from them and used for purposes that run counter to their spiritual beliefs might cause. But Logan said the Forest Service and other defendants also have a right to respond to the allegations, and he saw no proof that had been served. He said a January the 27th hearing. Nosey's group alleged violations of religious freedom and constitutional rights in a federal lawsuit. It also contends the Forest Service legally can't transfer the land because it belongs to the Apaches under the 1852 treaty. Nosey, and that's the NOSIE, said he's hopeful the court or politicians will take action to preserve the area as it is. The land swap was approved in December of 2014. Quietly tucked into a must-pass defense bill to late Republican U.S. Senator John McCain, a major recipient of the Rio Tinto campaign contribution, backed it. So here's John McCain backed this bill. The Senate standalone bills never gained Congress approval. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey on Friday said the mine will ensure a reliable supply of up to 1 billion pounds of copper annually. Arizona has a long history of responsible mining, showing that we can have a robust mining sector while protecting our environment and cultural history. Resolution Copper is set to receive 3.75 square miles of Forest Service land in exchange for 8 parcels the company owns elsewhere in Arizona. So it's going to be a land swap, but they're going to get the copper. Resolution Copper said it has spent about $2 billion so far to gain access to the mine and conduct studies. More time and money will go into securing permits and constructing the mine, which would not begin operating for at least 15 years. So, pretty interesting. It's who owns that company would be good to know. Let's see if I can find something else that comes up here. And 402 Friday. Okay, well, I know that, Biden is going to extend, U.S. offers to extend the nuclear treaty. The Biden administration is proposing to Russia a 5-year extension of the New START treaty, limiting the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. Jake Sullivan, Biden's national security advisor, planned to convey the extension proposal to Anatoly Antonov, Russia's ambassador to the U.S. on Thursday. Said one official who spoke on condition of anonymity, a U.S. official also speaking the same way, confirmed the proposal but offered no details. The move was almost to be welcomed by Russia and key American allies. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday called on the U.S. and Russia to extend the treaty and to later broaden it. We should not end up in a situation with no limitation on nuclear weapons and warheads, and New START will expire within days. The treaty is set to expire
February the 5th and is the last remaining agreement that constrains U.S. and Russian nuclear weapons. This was signed in 2010 by President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. That's spelled M-E-D-V-E-T-E-V. The agreement limits each country to no more than 1,650 deployed nuclear warheads. President Donald Trump was critical of the deal, saying it put the U.S. at a disadvantage. So there we are. So that's another thing he's changing. So that's the answer there, Bob. K-A-A-J-O-I on the LibertyNet. This is Larry in Tennessee in Philadelphia.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for being present tonight. Always a pleasure to have you and your comments. And for ROQ, KHLI. Next on the 73 round will be James. Mr. James, Whiskey Delta Negative. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. WB9RWY, KHJOY, it's up to you.
Thanks, Bob. WB9RWY, returning. I don't think anybody's mentioned tonight that the lowest unemployment in the United States is in South Dakota at 3%. South Dakota is also known as never having locked down their economy because of the pandemic. So they don't seem to have suffered, and that was a chance they took, and it paid off. And I'm proud of the South Dakotans for having the courage to do that. In response to the article about what about the too high tech and we're too low touch, I have to agree that I see so many people just burying their feet in their cell phones and doing things on the computer, and I think we've got to encourage the idea of that people should be developing their own minds and working on their own personal development instead of just watching these videos and talking on the phone. The computers and the tech, the cell phones are going to be the way that they keep control of you. You've got to get away from that if you can. All right, then, everybody, 73 for tonight. WB9RWY back to the net. Over.
Thank you, James. Thank you for being with us. It's always a pleasure. Appreciate it. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Next is Mr. Mo in Nebraska. Kilo Delta Zero, Romeo Sierra Alpha. Mr. Mo, what you got?
KD Zero, RSA. Bob, well, I really don't have anything like you young fellas do. Due to the fact that I don't have a computer to look up all that stuff. I tried to fix a printer today, and I didn't get that accomplished, so I guess that tells you how old I am. Anyway, well, I do appreciate getting on the net and hearing all this stuff. 99 and 9 tenths of it's all truthful, I'm sure. It is true that this country has kind of turned away from the Lord with all this computer stuff and chrono stuff and what have you. That's going to come. And then they've been teaching socialism in the schools, basically, for ever since the 70s. My kids even went through some of that, and I know my grandkids did. They came out of college, and I had a discussion with them, and they was going to disagree with me, and which they did. And I sent them the NRA magazine, and I'm sure I got that turned around. At least the way they act now. So I figure I accomplished something with that magazine. And because it's getting more dangerous every day. I was sitting down at the coffee shop today, or truck where they stop and get fuel. And Walker on his way out. He was a jabbering to us, but I couldn't hear what he was saying because I was about three-fourths deep. But anyway, why, the last part of it that I heard, he said something about, well, we'll see when the 30th of January comes. So what he was really talking about, I don't know yet, and the other guy didn't know either. So I guess we'll have to see if maybe somebody on the net knows what's going to happen the 30th of January. I don't know. But anyway, I hope it's on the Trump side that helps him. But anyway, that's about all I got to talk about. But I did buy myself a used motorcycle at my age. I thought if I had to kind of slick around it halfway fast enough not to be seen, why, maybe I could do it on that motorcycle. I never did own one. I have rode them, but I never did own one till now, so I got one of them. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Bob, KD0RSA, 7373.
Thank you, Mo, KD0RSA. Well, first off, there's something to be said with age. You taught your grandchildren something that they would not have learned had it not been for your age and you being senior. And I would love the opportunity to be in Nebraska and sit down and have coffee with you. I better put that on my bucket list. I don't have any knowledge that I'm going that direction, but maybe I should. That would be a pleasure. So thank you for joining us each and every time we're on the net. I really like it. I'm going to jump down to James. Kilo November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra. He's just monitoring. James, I just want to say good evening and 73 to you. Thank you for being with us. And that takes us to the one and the only Mr. Richie. KB2DMD,
KAHAOY. KAHAOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD returning. Yeah, that would be a real honor to sit down with Mo. Mo, you're a national treasure. It's always so good to hear you. And what a man. That's all I can say. What a man. So good to know you, Mo. And, well, let's see. There's some ground covered. Thanks, Bill, for your contributions. Jack Dorsey and his nose ring. That's funny. But, you know, you look at Governor Cuomo with his barbell nipple rings, Bob. You know, he puts on these thin shirts. He doesn't even try to hide it. You know, I've got news for people. If you've elected somebody with barbell nipple rings to hold office, you probably made the wrong choice. But, you know, and as sad as this thing is with the social media and the child pornography, it extends much further than that, Bob. You know, probably everybody on this net remembers that poor boy Desmond is amazing. Remember him? Desmond is amazing. They had him on Good Morning America. Here's a little boy that they dressed up like a little girl and loaded him up on ketamine and would parade him into homosexual bars to dance in front of adult sodomites who would stuff money in his underpants. And he was a child. And Good Morning America had him on like he was some sort of hero, and like his parents were some sort of heroes. Now, I remember in my lifetime, Bob, when you would even try something close to that, some big Irish cop would grab you by the throat and drag you out of there. And then some other cop would go and find a good loving home for that kid. It wouldn't even go through Child Protective Services or anything. They didn't have anything like that. So, you know, how far we've fallen, huh? Russ, the article you read was right on target. It was excellent. And as a about as comprehensive as you could get. You know, really, really took everything that we're seeing and put it into one very cohesive analysis. So there's that. You know, Bob, what I wanted to mention, I was riding over to Tractor Supply the other day, and I was gutting out with the Lord, you know, just having a high old time with Jesus, driving around and, you know, gutting out with him and praying and talking. And, you know, during the concerts of prayer, first Monday of every month, Challenge Ministries, you know, Pastor Bob, we would often... especially in the weeks leading up to the election, we were praying that the Lord would show us a really mighty move of His hand, and obviously by putting Trump back in office for another 4 years, but something that was undeniable, that He would glorify Himself with a move that could not be explained away by coincidence, that people the world over would say, look at this, this truly has to be a move of God's hand. And of course, to the end, that Donald Trump would retain the Oval Office. And then when he didn't, I didn't say, we prayed the thing until we got an answer, and the answer wasn't the one we wanted. I just didn't feel that in my spirit. And of course, Scripture, Bob, admonishes us to give praise to God even in our adversity. And, and as, Pastor Bob would say, that's something that preaches easier than it lives. But, when you force yourself to do that, that's a sacrifice that you make, Bob. As Christ sacrificed His life on the cross for the sake of our sins, one sacrifice that we can make is to give praise to God even when we're sunk down and out and have our guts kicked in, that it's the last thing on our mind. And I found in my life that when I give praise to the Almighty, even when, times are really adverse, and I could illustrate for you some amazing, amazing miracles we've witnessed here when we've done just that, giving God praise in our adversity. There's just a special blessing that comes along with that. So on the way to Tractor Supply, as I was gutting out with the Lord, it just dawned on me, praise God, we did see a move of His hand. We did see a move that could not be explained away by coincidence, and that's Biden being installed with the largest number of votes in history. Now, this is pretty amazing, Bob. So, it has to be the work of Almighty God. It has to be. And, at Romans 13, right? Scripture is loaded with references that teach us that there is no power no power over us unless it is ordained of God. So, for some reason, God saw fit. Now, does this mean that He just turned His back on what we wanted? Not necessarily. It showed us that maybe He's working a different angle on this. So, and as I said before, they are going to be bumping into themselves. And because there's 74 million of us that are not going to give an inch, they're going to have a tough row to hoe. Think about these Democrat politicians. As I've said before, they're beholden to their constituents, and the one thing they want to do more than anything else in the world is be reelected. They are not going to be able to go back home to their red state constituents who know that the election was stolen from them, and then try to sell them a tax on their vehicle that generates too much carbon, or attacks on a large capacity magazine, or attacks on this, or attacks on, it's going to be a tough sell. And they know in 2 years when they're up for election, that's it, man. They're going to lose. Well, you know, unless they take the the vote scam software to that level, but how long can that continue? How long can you continue to install people, under this Stalinist system before people just, don't want anything longer to do? To do with it, excuse me. Oh, man. Also, a fellow mentioned this magnet school. That's sending 100% of its kids to college. I think that's laudable, except for the fact that they're going to college. They'll send them to farms. They'll send them out to guys like Mo and let them do 4 years out there. You'd learn a lot more, that's for sure. And one thing's also for sure, you wouldn't learn newspeak and Marxist theory. You know, all they do at these universities, Bob, in order to get a grade, you have to parrot back to the leftist professor what he told you. If you do any original thinking, they'll give you a failing grade. So in order to pass, you've got to be steeped in all this Marxist BS. I don't know. I am seeing now, for the first time clearly, God's hand in the installation of, it's very easy to dismiss it, Bob, and say, 60 million abortions, internet pornography in every home, kicking Christ out of government, out of the schools, even out of some pulpits, there's no way he heard our prayer. Now, the Lord heard our prayer. Remember, we serve a long-suffering God, and a forgiving God, and a loving God. He heard our prayer, and I really feel now that he's answering that prayer in his way, and his will be done. Any prayer that you ever pray, Bob, if at the end of it you don't end it with, "Your will be done, Father," what good is that prayer? I always tell them, Father, your will be done, and if what I'm praying in any way mitigates or goes against your will, I don't want this prayer answered. And that's really the way we should all pray. So I've still got it's gonna be tough, but I don't really see where all is lost. So keep the faith, brothers, and keep praying and keep your eyes open. I don't believe it's going to be as bad as all that. Did I make another note here? I think that pretty much wraps it up. It's a 73 round, Bob. Hopefully I'll have something for next time. Nice to see everybody. Nice to see wonderful band conditions and good signals in here. God bless you all. KHAOY and the Liberty Net, KB2DMD, 73.
Thank you, Richie. KB2DMD, KHOY. I want to throw an answer out to Mr. Moe. I don't know what's going on January 30th, but I've heard the number January 28th, so I don't understand what might be coming. And to Richie, I learned when my children were 9 and 11, I stood beside a grave of their mother and thought, "My Lord, what am I going to do now?" And I was blessed and was able to raise two great kids. And then I had to stand next to the grave of my 28-year-old son and say the same words, "My God, how am I going to get through this?" And you do. So God is good. He doesn't tell us the why. You don't get to know the why, because, boy, I'd like to know that one. But I am grateful, very grateful. With that being said, I'm going to go to Douglas, November 4th. Alpha Hotel Oscar, it is up to you. Go ahead. Nothing heard from Douglas, so it's going to take me to Frank. Frank probably would have appreciated my last statement because it is one of the truly more difficult things I've done. And I have gained so many interesting friends. And then another friend from the state of Connecticut that 3 years later loses his child. This huge, strapping, kick-your-butt guy, and it almost destroyed his world. And for some reason, I was in his life, and we got through it. So, Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, Mr. Frank, I'm ready for your last words. Over.
Okay, W2GIM. Yes, there's such a thing as a divine appointment. And any encounter that we may have, we can view it as a divine appointment. And I've seen that happen many times myself. And I've had people... So anyhow, I'm very glad to hear when there are things that happen that are pretty much not explainable, but they're there, and they happen at the right time for the right reason. And the idea is fasten your seatbelt and hang in there because, you know, God loves us and wants to bless us. And we have an extravagant father who is in relentless pursuit of his children. So even though there's some people out there doing bad stuff, God is after them is pursuing them. And so I pray blessings on all of these people that are kind of doing some stuff that are naughty, and that they have a turn of heart and come to a knowledge of a loving father. So there you go. Hey, glad you, everybody's here, and we can send blessings out to everybody, and thank you very much. WTGIO.
Thank you, Frank, and remember, God loves us. I appreciate you being with us. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, KHOI. I'm going to say hi to Mr. Ted again, the gentleman in Akron that's recording. Mr. Ted, KB8PRK, thank you for recording the great Liberty Net. And I will do my utmost to see you and sit and break bread next Saturday. With that being said, I'm going to Russell, KK4WX. You sure stirred us up on round number two. What do you have for round number three, the 73 round, over? Mr. Russell, KK4WX, KAJOI. Nothing heard. I hope Carrie is still there. November 8th, Zulu Charlie. I've got my fingers crossed you're there, and I'm looking. I was on QRZ and could not find an email address for you. Is there a chance that you can offer one up to me, and it is your turn?
I'm still here. I've been listening. And, yeah, I don't have much on my QRZ page, but I tend to be a little private, I guess. But my email address is pretty simple. It's my call, mzc@meMikeSeckles.com. And, yeah, a lot's been said, a lot of good things to think about here. And I do want to say one thing to, I believe his name is Mo. Mo, still listening. You go, boy. You enjoy that motorcycle. I have my hat's off to you there, buddy. With that, I guess I really don't have much to say. I was hoping that a friend of mine there that I mentioned earlier might know something about the January 30th thing, but I didn't hear back from him. He's texting back and forth while we're listening. Again, he's listening to Web SDR there. But, yeah, I seem like I heard something about from something happening on that date, but I don't recall what it was. But unfortunately, I have to admit, my faith is very thin. Oh, I shouldn't laugh. But then again, I don't know. I guess it's better than crying. So we'll see. I just really do hope that Trump has a Trump card. And then he's holding it real close to his chest. So that is important, I should say. But, you know, back to what I was saying earlier, that you just can't believe any of the media. I think they've all been bought and paid for. You see a lot of rhetoric on YouTube, and I think people forget who owns YouTube. I think they're just simply not censoring certain things to keep people like us riled up and mad. Boy, were they wrong in that thinking, because the madder we get, the more we're going to fight. Oh, but yeah, I was going to mention this earlier, and I kind of forgot. You know, these corporate billionaires that are funding the leftist policies. I've done my damnedest to cancel accounts, cancel subscriptions, and I will not knowingly support the cause because they're convenient, namely Amazon. Screw Bezos, he can take a long walk off a short pier, hoping for takes a deep breath when he goes under. And, you know, there's other ones we'll mention, like George, or Bill. Well, anyways, I think I'm just going to shut up and turn it back to you, Bob. And I'm going to say some grace to everybody. God bless. God bless this nation. And keep fighting. And on that note, I'm going to shut up. We'll see you all later. 7-3, everybody. This is NHZC. Back to you, Bob.
All righty. Well, you don't have to shut up, that's for sure. NHZC. I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to send you two emails. One of them is the article that was written about Robert from the United States Marine Corps. And another one is a letter that my son was, he wrote me a letter before his deployment. It was before the third deployment, and it was put in an envelope and sealed. And then as I was in Bethesda, Maryland, an article from the local newspaper was published about him and me and the whole kind of how we got to be where we were. So I hope that you enjoy reading him, because he's a great kid. And thank you for being with us tonight. Please join us each and every. Next is Mr. Fred. I've got him listed as SWL for shortwave listener. Thank you, Fred, for listening. Hopefully sometime you'll get your station up and you'll be on the air. Then I've got Mr. Robert, another brother from another net. I'm going to use the word even though we don't. November 8th, Bravo, Charlie Foxtrot. Robert, are you still with us? Over.
Hey, Robert. I am still here, sir. K-H-J-O-Y. And it's I mean, there's many people in this country that feel the same way we do, and the fact that you've got this net, we all get out of it and express the feelings that we have, and it's not being squashed by media or anybody else. My hat's off to all of you, and I can say all of you are doing this, and I'm right there with y'all, I understand, and
Well, I don't have much to say tonight, but I appreciate it. 3-3-3, and I guess I am.
Thank you very much. You have a great night. Back to you.
All righty, Ed. I barely can hear you over the noise, but I copied you. So thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for sending me the messages so we could communicate. KD0, MEI, this is KHOI. Do I have any last comments before I close the door on the Great Liberty Net? This is KHOI. Nothing heard, so thank you. Thank you to, I've got 17 lists on my, names, calls on my list. Thank you very much for everybody that was with us. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to miss Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are also possibly listening, and 73s to other netters, such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, and the pretty Miss Laura, N2JTTF, as they are absent on the air. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, for God to bless each and every one of you that have been on the net tonight. It's the true patriots that will most likely carry this country forward. So with that being said, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Ocean Yankee. I will be clear.